Friday night, we had a wonderful time. And if you were here, you heard a testimony that would touch your heart. I knew that when we had this concert and the group came in and they started to sing the first couple of songs, I'm going, oh, no, they're too loud. You know, let's turn them down. I'm trying to get their attention, trying to get them turned down. And they sang some songs. And then Brother Doug went into a testimony, and he starts talking about how God had simply worked a work in his life. Have you heard that testimony about how a life that had started when he was talking about I think he smoked his first joint when he was 9 years old. He talked about how that God had, and he grew up in the church like that. He knew about Jesus, but he didn't know Jesus. Wow, what a wonderful testimony. And he went on to talk about different things in his life. And I think what was the age, about 20, 21, I'm not sure, 22, something like that. But he was using as much as $250, $300 a day in his habit on drugs. And the only way he could afford that was by selling those drugs. And that how simply, and this is the phrase that everyone here that was here at the concert like, he said, an old preacher. A lot of people did some pointing on Friday night. And that's another reason I'm not shaking Matt's hand. He said an old preacher simply shared God's love with him. He didn't point at me. He didn't judge me. He simply shared God's love. And through that sharing of God's love, he came to know a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when that testimony was given, I was just sitting there going, oh God, thank you so very much for allowing us to make the proper decision to open the doors so the people who needed to hear that got to hear it. For just a few minutes, and we're just going to preach a little bit, teach a little bit. Just trust me, we're going to get you out here in just a few. Picking up where I left off, and I know the brother Matt shared that from Timothy over there, that God has not given us, he has not given us that fear. No. But he has given us love, he has given us power, and he has given us a sound mind, which I know each and every one of you should be diligent in doing the right thing, doing the wise thing, and most of all, doing what you in your heart, when you ask God to lead you, should do. Lisa sharing with those individuals who are in nursing homes, and yes, we have to be particularly concerned about those to make sure that, as Matt was bringing up, he hasn't come in contact with somebody and then spread. No. We want to make sure that we are never, and God's word says, never being a stumbling block to your fellow brother or sister. So I think it's the right thing for all the schools that are closed. You have a lot of parents going to be praying out there. Trust me, you know. We'll see some parents in church here in a couple of weeks, like that, going, please, 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 please. When I worked at Tivoli over there, you notice that when I worked over there, then when I worked, I love seeing that. When I did, you know, sitting in the office, boy, she could tell you any time in July exactly how many days it was until their kids went back to school. She could just rattle that number off just like that. People, you got to do within your heart of hearts of what God tells you to do. And the verse that I used last week, and I kind of got into it a little bit, and I knew that was God's leading, because afterwards Ruby said, yes, that was the verse I wanted to hear. So if Ruby said a yes, then I feel it was the right choice. And I shared with you in the 8th chapter, and I'm actually going to give you 3 different verses today. What I talked about in the 8th chapter, the 28th, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And we talked about a little bit, we're going to talk about a little bit more. And then later in that chapter, I love that verse, if God is for us, in the 31st, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then I want to finish As that chapter finishes, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word, and just open our minds and hearts for these few minutes, God, that we can receive that truth from you as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people, amen.
Amen.
Amen. "For we know," last week we talked about what you know, what you believe in. Once you open God's word and the truth that is spoken, it just simply resonates in your heart. I know, I know. When I was young and Rick, some of the family members will tell you that my father, he was a very strong individual, and I don't remember only possibly one time where he ever whipped me. My mother never gave him a chance. And that's a true statement. That is a true statement. Most of the time, he got in trouble like that, and she'd had her little, giving you a little sense of direction in a certain part on your anatomy. My father almost would seem like he just looked at us with a little disappointment, kind of felt sorry for us. He knew what'd come down. But there are things, and when I did, that all it would take from him was just a certain look. Okay? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It was just a certain look. And trust me, that affected him. I knew that what I'd done wasn't right just because of that look. So when you read things in the Bible and you read these things of their truth, you know within your heart that God's Word, is what has been written, what has been given for you and me. Because God, and we went over this last week again and again, God loves you. We know that all things, He knows that your mistakes, He knows that your sins, He knows that your hurts, your fears, your illnesses, your disasters, your divorce, your death of loved ones. He knows that all these things, God can bring good out of evil. And I know this is a time that everybody's looking at the news and all these things being canceled, and just think of it as I was thinking about it yesterday, you know. Sometimes we just need to take a little break and focus on God. Once you stocked up the toilet paper, if you can find it. Once you've gotten what you need and you got that can of Hormel chili that you can go open up and put in there and heat it up. Once you've got... Sometimes we need to take a break and just concentrate on God. I believe that. For all things, God will work for good. And it says here, it says all things will work together. And that's the part we don't get sometimes. Because boy, we like to just take this part out. I just want the good stuff, God. I don't want to have to deal with the bad stuff. If you take flour, salt, raw eggs, sugar, oil, bake them, you get a cake. Don't worry, if you bake a cake, I'll still eat it. But if I just simply gave you the flour to eat on, the salt, the raw eggs, the sugar, the oil, you know, it'd be distasteful, it'd be bitter. But when you put them together, they become something that's tasty, delicious. We know that all things work together. Work together. For good. Not that all things are good. We went over this. Not that all things are good. There are terrible things that happen. This is a sinful world that we live in because man is fallen in God's sight. But thanks be to God that He gave His Son to die upon a cross. Our simple faith in Him gives us that eternal life. Not anything that you and I could ever do. No, it's our simple faith in Him. We know all things work together for good to those who love God. This is the part we get in trouble on because, trust me, this promise is for those who believe in God. Doesn't work for everybody. You have to know where your faith is placed. And what is the thing about those who love God, called to His purpose? What is His purpose? It is nothing more than trying to get you and me to be more like Jesus. I talked to somebody who went to the store. And they said, and you know, you hear these stories about, wow, this was missing and that was missing. And the shelves, and I know some people can, you know, their true colors will come out and they'll be. But then someone said to me, they said, I was amazed because when I went to the store, the people were nice. She said, I haven't seen people at the store be nice since 9/11. Wow. What a testimony. She said, I had a little difficulty, and this individual, you know, have to kind of work on it. They need a little help and all like that. People were nice because they're focused on the family. We are all a part of the family. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, let me tell you that I am trying to be a little more savvy. Don't laugh at me, Jan. Jan sent this, and I just wanted to share it. So let's see if I can. Yeah, see if I can find it again. Jan sent this yesterday. Okay, time for a history lesson. Back in the 1530s, when Martin Luther experienced a prolonged dark period, intended to be rather unpleasant for his family, his dear wife applied her creativity. Luther came home to find Katie in full mourning clothing, sobbing in the middle of the main room floor. Unnerved, Luther asked her who had died, and she replied, "Oh, doctor, God has died and we are without hope." At that point, he realized that his own behavior denied the sovereignty of God, and he began to climb out of this funk that he'd been in. The lesson, do not panic. God is not wringing His hands in heaven wondering what will happen next. So what He is going to do regarding this issue. Amen. Amen. How many times you turn that old little idiot box on there, it seems like everybody's on there just going wild, you know. I'm here to tell you, God is still on the throne. I told you I'd finish on the 38th verse. He hadn't even started playing yet. Wow. 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 You know, I know I got to hear about it. For I am persuaded, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels or principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, nor anthrax, nor West Nile, nor SARS, nor bird flu, nor E. coli, nor swine flu, nor Ebola, nor Zika, nor coronavirus shall keep me from the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I know you got a lot on your minds. You got a lot on your hearts. But I tell you one thing. I'm glad that I have a book that I can open, that I can find comfort, that I can find promises that apply to me and the situation we're in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and God, I thank you for those faithful individuals who've come out to worship in spirit and in truth. And God, as Matt's today, he just prayed so beautifully. And I believe that prayer was absolutely from the heart. God, we need your protection on this day of prayer. God, we know that there are many hearts that are unsettled. So God, challenge us to make this a time that we stand strong in your faith. We can be there for those friends, for those family members, for those neighbors, God, that are just, they're wondering with questions. God, let us stand upon your promise. If God be for us, who can be against us? So Heavenly Father, keep your angels of protection. Make it a swift ending to this challenge. And God, most of all, use it to touch hearts. To touch hearts with the knowledge that you sent your Son to die upon a cross. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus and all God's people. Say amen.
Amen.
Stand to me if you don't mind. We're going to sing, and then God willing, we'll join together.